Outside, where the moon glistened like an all-seeing eye, a wolf howled from the depths of a lonely forest. On this side of the criss-crossings of a large lead window pane was a great chamber lit with a subdued crimson glow. Three avatars, a male and two females, were standing beside an enormous fireplace, their arguments being attended to by the untiring gaze of the princes and princesses whose portraits lined the walls. "There is only one solution, sister. He must become one of the clan. And if I refuse..." "This is no concern of yours, mortal. The decision is ours alone." Eternal Voyager, dressed in a velvet suit, complete with an embroidered silk cravat, helped himself to another glass of wine. In that case, he stood back to the dying fire. "I shall merely observe." "You were foolish to bring him here. The elders will punish you for it." Poppy had gone for the pale look. Her avatar had a white, near luminous skin, which made a striking contrast with her black lace bodice. "Strangely, I could hardly resist his charming manner." Angel gave Eternal an irreverent wink, and a warm feeling of affection for her swelled in his chest. In general, the vampires took their roles too seriously, but Angel's willingness to laugh at herself and them was one of her most admirable traits. He was relieved, too, for in recent months, Angel's involvement in the game had been intense, and her efforts to convert him very insistent. "Strange indeed," Poppy scowled, "when a vampire succumbs to a mortal. A rather cute one, though, don't you agree?" With a wave of her hand, Angel filled the room with music of a baroque flavour. She curtsied to Eternal, who bowed, and soon they were stepping to a dance nearly as ornate as the design on the carpet beneath their feet. "Sister, I find your manner extremely frivolous. It is no light matter to allow a mortal into the innermost sanctum of Clan Grimwar."